too many nights. Whoa. Every hood, everywhere, it's the same shit. Niggas smell. Too many nights, too many drug fights, too many deeds with guns and flashlights, flashbacks for life. Too many niggas stuntin', too many niggas saying nothing, too many niggas is pussy, too many niggas hustling, too many fiends running around on the street, too many kids gotta eat, too many thugs packin' heat, too many years passed by, same shit. Too many guys lost their lives on the strip, too many lies flies from motherfuckers' lips, too many friends lost fighting over chips, too many ways to die. Too many ways to get high, it only takes one try. Too many mothers and no fathers, too many cops, too many robbers, too many problems, too many ways to get money, too many ways to go to jail. It ain't shit funny. A black nigga, an automatic target, unless you Larry Davis, then you get the mob hit. That's the cards we was given to play. That's the life that we live in today.
Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in psychology. It is the word maladjusted. It's the ringing pride of modern child psychology. Maladjusted. Now, of course, we all want to live a well-adjusted life in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities.
What you gonna do about it? New day, but you feel the same way. And your boo-boo pregnant with your baby. Sometimes life plays tricks in the hood. Sometimes it's fucked up and sometimes it's good. Most times it's go time. From under the moonlight till the sunshine. Chasing the paper, nosy neighbors. Pray to the savior, say hi to the haters. The world gon' keep spinning. Some lose, some winning until it ended. You gon' fight or you gon' tap out? You gon' get right or you gon' have doubts? Late night in the rain, got the thing tucked. No time to explain, get that plane up. They keep stressing a recession. Old ladies even got Smith & Wesson for protection. This is shit that you read about. You can't talk about it. Nigga, you gotta be about.
As I move toward my conclusion, I would like to say to you today, in a very honest manner, there are some things in our society and some things in our world which I'm proud to be maladjusted. I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted to these things until the good society is realized. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself. I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. Leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society.